Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Try that again. Goodness gracious, I was not expecting that. Hey, good morning. Finally, let me stretch real quick. Let me enjoy the luxury of all of this. This is Lock and Load. Welcome to the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, after a very prolonged absence, which I'm about to apologize and explain to you about, this portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Everybody's been patient with this, including them. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet. They've just done some really big things as far as what they're about to do and the way they're about to deliver. When you guys come to them, check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Here's what's been going on. While I fully appreciate everything that the board operators do at GCN, what they do is they catch a signal coming from me, and they're in Minnesota and I'm in North Carolina, or in South Carolina, excuse me, I'm Freudian slip, I wish I was in North Carolina. And they do a very good job of what they get. But it could be better. They will admit it, I will admit it, everybody would admit it. So what I set out to do was to find a place, a real facility, a real radio facility, which would put things together the way a radio show should sound. There's certain things, certain little nuances like better compression, better soundproofing, those little nuances, they're not that easy to achieve when you're doing a radio show in a room that isn't a studio. Although, like I said, the magicians at GCN do a very good job with what they get from me. Just out of the blue, a radio station here in the upstate of South Carolina, 106.3 WORD, has decided to hire me. And they're going to migrate the show, Lock and Load, with me to their station, and then we will transmit it in real time to to GCN, and then it's going to sound much better. That's the whole thing. I wanted the show to sound better. They have facilities there that I can do things that are actually wired in together. They have boards that cost more than my entire studio and my cars combined. So that's why, part of that was why I was gone the first week. One of the things that I have to do in order to get things the way I want to is I have to pay the dues. And the dues with WORD includes filling in when they need me. And they have a lot of local hosts, and the first week I was there, the show they wanted me to fill in for happened to fall in the middle of this show. So in order for me to facilitate getting over there in the first place, I have to do some things that they want me to do temporarily. Then I came back here. And the following Monday, I had every intention of being live that Monday. I had some other fill-in stuff I had to do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I could pre-record. We'd already set up to pre-record new content for you. And I went and I thought, well, it's going to be sort of prudent to to reboot everything after it sat here for a week. So I reboot the computer and it works, and then I reboot the Comrex, which is the way I'm right now talking to GCN. And I go to reboot the Comrex, and it fails to reboot. You can imagine this was a problem for me. I don't have a backup to it. The problem with this is the perfect illustration of why being at a home radio station versus doing this the way I do it currently would be a smart, smoking hot idea. Now, with Comrex is an organization or a company that sells this kind of equipment, and I got the most expensive Comrex they make. And so I get a little bit of concierge service. But Comrex is in Massachusetts. And they had a loaner program. They have a loaner program, and because I bought the most expensive one out there, they said, well, of course you qualify for the loaner program, Mr. Frady. Please send us the email that we need for you, and we'll get that loaner going to you. And I sent the email, and I filled out the form and downloaded the form and copied it and pasted it and scanned it back in and emailed it to them and went to the gym to do my rehab. And then they called me up and said, Mr. Frady, while you do qualify for the loaner program, we don't have any loaners. Well, it was getting worse as we were going along, as you can tell. I had a lot of those kind of moments over the course of the past week. I don't like rebroadcasting. I will if it is absolutely necessary. GCN doesn't like me to do as many, rebroadcasts because, you know, they took me on board to do original, fresh content. And I feel like I'm letting everybody down. And I saw the first week as sort of a necessary evil. Second week, I was very, very upset. And I've been sitting on pins and needles. They got it. They fixed it. It was supposed to be back yesterday. It is back, in fact. But it's coming back from UPS. And I literally sat here all day in the garage waiting for this stupid box to get here so I could come and plug it up. And then we had to go into some things, and George, the engineer at GCN, he smokes. He got me some, put me on some software and sent me to a website where I hooked everything up, and everything's good and going and running well. And that's what's been going on. Nothing medical. I did get evaluated. I found out I'm only 60% recovered, which is pretty good, because if this is 60%, I can't wait to feel what 100% is going to be like. What is coming, though, is going to be a better sound for you. This is going to be a better sound. The show is going to sound better. I'm going to redo a bunch of things, and you're actually going to get a radio show with every bell and whistle on my end that I can possibly bring to the game. And no matter how you feel about the show, if you're going to tune in, I feel like you deserve it. So I appreciate everybody that waited. I've looked at the numbers on certain things, and I realize everything is cratered, and I'm pretty much I get to start fresh and anew to a certain degree, but that's cool. That's pretty cool. And the good thing is that, like I said, I'm going to be going somewhere where they've never heard some of the stuff that I threw at them while I was filling in. The audience is great there. I mean, they're going to augment what you are. Superbly. It's going to be quite the fine experience, and we will continue to move upwards and outwards as we go. But this has been the last 2 weeks and the first week not so much, because I was getting used to a new system, which is very parallel to the system I've got here, except with different board ops and different nuances, different rhythms and everything else. On the other hand, I miss this so much. This is hard. And I'm supposed to be like the down and dirty menacing guy, and I was just missing it, pining for it. But that's okay. I'm back. And that's all that matters. Going into the first break, when we get back, they did a little stacked deck. They got out there and did a little simulation and said, most people with firearms who've never been trained the way the military or the police department have been get killed in a self-defense situation. I'm going to give you my opinion of that little schism that came up, because they're just stacking the deck. But you cannot believe how pleasurable it is for me to tell you we're going to be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. On a Wednesday, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. That's the GCN call-in line. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot you know, what do you say about them? They've always got something on sale, and the prices are always the craziest things you've ever seen in your life on some of this stuff. Whether it is the exotic self-defense ammunition that I advocate you should carry in your gun, or it is the type of ammunition, you know, the bulk ammunition you need to go train in a class that I also advocate for, they have the prices that are going to beat just about everybody out there. All of the big names out there that you've heard about that will have things up there, they are cheaper. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Coming out of Maryland, okay, out of Prince George's County Police Department, they ran a little drill. They ran a little thing there. They took some people, some concealed carry permit holders, which I don't know where they found them in Maryland, but they found some. Or they took some regular civilians. I don't know, whatever. Whatever they took them and put them in the Prince George's County police simulator under police control, and they did disastrously. And they advocate that if you want to carry a gun, that you spend more time at the range than police officers. One of the things they said is that this, coming from Mount St. Mary's University in Maryland, this sheds some light on why people don't use guns in self-defense very often. As it turns out, knowing when and how to apply lethal force in a potentially life or death situation is really difficult. Which, of course, is a blatant lie. The study was commissioned by the National Gun Victims Action Council, an advocacy group devoted to enacting sensible gun laws that find common ground between legal gun owners and non-gun owners that minimizes gun violence in our culture. Now, notice that this does not address anything having to do with the interaction between criminals and both groups of people, the people that are law-abiding gun owners and the people that are law-abiding non-gun owners. Because that's getting together and learning how to play well together between the gun owners and the non-gun owners means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. It doesn't do anything for anything. They, you know, the criminals are not going to get out there and say, well, have you trained? Hey, excuse me, have you worked out with some cops out there on their simulator? They recruited 77 volunteers with varying levels on firearm experience and training and had each of them participate in simulations on three different scenarios using the firearms training simulator at the Prince George's County Police Department in Maryland. I'm not a big simulator advocate. It does have its place. It does have some good stuff involved in it and everything, but normally the simulator is going to be more extreme than real life, in that it is designed to be amped up and quick, which is not to say a real attack is not going to be amped up and quick. But in the real world, you exist in a 3D dimension. You're aware of things around you. You're actually being surrounded by your surroundings versus staring at a flat screen. Those are two different scenarios altogether. This is not one of the big things that I get there out there and say, good train on the simulator. Here's the other thing. Regular citizens are not constrained by the same rules and regulations as a cop. We only have to fear imminent bodily harm or death. That's it. If we fear that, and if it can be proven in a court of law that we fear that, which there's a lot of ways that gets done on a daily basis, despite what they may do. Despite what they may say, which Second Call Defense, which is a new sponsor of the show, they'll be telling you about this in the coming days. Most people that carry a gun, being the most law-abiding that they are, seek that information, seek that education. We don't have to sit there and Mirandize somebody coming at us. We don't have to sit there and order them to stop. I don't have to say anything. If somebody's coming up on me, I'm going to draw my weapon. I'm going to make sure they understand. I'm going to have it at, I'm not going to put the sights on them just yet, but they're going to be right below my line of sight. And they're going to see that I have a weapon and it's coming up. And if they continue to come forward, I will stop them in their tracks. I won't say a word. And after it gets done, I'm going to be too busy going through into the, you know, the physiological shock I'm going to go into. I'll make the second call. Of course, I'll make the first call, the second call, and then I'm just going to sit there and probably vomit. Because that's what happens in a real shootout. You're not sitting around going, hey, this is not turning out the way I intended for it to do. The National Gun Victims Action Council is a pro-gun control group. They stacked this way. Most of the people who actually use a gun and pull the trigger in self-defense successfully, and this happens a lot, have no training. They've trained with nobody. They might go to the range occasionally. They're not a graduate of the Chris Costa School of Shootouts or the James Jaeger School of Shootouts or the Travis Haley School of Shootouts or the Aaron Cowan School of Shootouts. They're not graduates of that. They just went out there and bought a gun, and they meet the criteria. They got the permit, and they're carrying it. We know this already. You getting out there and trying, and these guys don't know that we know this. So. So they put this together. This is actually a little propaganda piece. And they said that, you know, police know what to do. Average Joe, don't narrative. That's what they specialize in. And, they're putting this out there. This is why, however, I still continue to advocate for training. Training is not a bad idea. Training is a great idea. As a matter of fact, I was a guest the other day on the excellent Polite Society podcast, and they were asking me about the military mindset. The military mindset is not so much about being military. It's more about being in touch with the steps that you were trained to do. And that's essentially what military training is about, is remembering the steps. They always, whenever you see a war movie, they're always, as they're getting ready to swoop in and do the drop or whatever they're going to do, they say, remember your training! Well, yeah, that's what you do. You remember the steps you were trained to do. That's it. That's all. That's the military mindset. So, pro-gun control group wants to get out there and say you guys are no good. Statistics do not back that up, although they are trying this as a propaganda piece. They're trying to get out there and make the non-gun owners who are not in the pro-gun control camp think that you guys are dangerous. Which, thankfully, most of you probably had not heard about that, or maybe if you did, you didn't pay it that much attention. That means nobody else has heard about it. Which cracks me up to no end. It just simply cracks me up to no end to think that they just didn't get out, the word just didn't get out the way they wanted to. Which is the preponderance of most of the things they say nowadays, because everything is trending in our direction. Which is a good thing. But coming up next, Fast and Furious is the gift that just keeps on seeming to give. And after this last time, why Eric, once again, I get to sit back and muse out loud why Eric Holder is still not in handcuffs. In any event, we're going to be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. That's the GCN call-in line. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. At Ammunition Depot, unlike the other websites, if they show it online, that means it's in stock. That means everything you see about it online is valid. Even that crazy price. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. 34 minutes past the hour. You can tell I've been influenced by other radio stations, can't you? It's past May. We had the Garland, Texas shooting. Or the Garland, Texas, let's shoot big holes, and the terrorist wannabes shooting. Turns out that Nadir Sufi purchased his gun under the Holder Justice Department's Operation Fast and Furious back in 2010. As a reminder, this was the program that ran from 2009-2010 until it was found out. It was revealed about Brian Terry and Jaime Zapatas and a lot of innocent Mexicans getting killed. That's what took it down. And this is where the federal agents purposely allowed the sale of thousands of weapons, including handguns and AKs and 50 caliber rifles, to known drug cartels. They deliberately allowed these guns to be trafficked and lost in Mexico. This coming from, of all places, the L.A. Times, Richard Serrano. He writes, 5 years before he was shot to death in the failed terrorist attack in Garland, Texas, Nadir Sufi walked into his suburban Phoenix gun shop to buy a 9mm pistol. At the time, Lone Wolf Trading Company was known among gun smugglers for selling illegal firearms. Why is it still in business? That would be my first question. And with Sufi's history of misdemeanor drug and assault charges, there was a chance his purchase might raise red flags in the federal screening process. Isn't that supposed to be what it's supposed to do, the whole background check thing? Inside the story, fudged some facts on the form required of would-be gun buyers. What Sufi could not have known was that Lone Wolf was at the center of a federal sting operation known as Fast and Furious, targeting Mexican drug lords and traffickers. This is the LA Times spin. This is the valiant ATF trying to do something to make the world better. The idea of the secret program was to allow Lone Wolf to sell illegal weapons to criminals and straw purchasers and track the guns back to large smuggling networks and drug cartels, which we know never was attempted. Sufi's attempt to buy a gun caught the attention of authorities who slapped a 7-day hold on the transaction, according to his February 24, 2010 firearms transaction record, or also known as the 4473, you idiot, which was reviewed by the LA Times. Then, for reasons that remain unclear, the hold was lifted after 24 hours and Sufi got the 9mm. The reason is because they were already selling guns to criminals. So that's why they went ahead and sold this gun to a known criminal, because that's what they were doing. That was the whole goal. That was the whole thing, because it was never about tracking guns. It was about gun control, which they have since implemented in the border states. Now, and this means that both the ATF and the FBI were involved in this, because the FBI is the clearinghouse for the background check. Okay? So the ATF and the FBI, through some shady shenanigans, facilitated the sale of a firearm that was ultimately used in a terror attack against Americans on U.S. soil. Not surprisingly, the FBI has circled the wagons on this one. And the rest of the guns used during the Garland attack. And they did the same thing when Brian Terry was murdered. More from Serrano. A day after the attack, the Department of Justice sent an urgent firearms disposition request to Lone Wolf, seeking more. Why is Lone Wolf still open if they are known to sell illegal firearms? Why is it, you know, I know a lot of gun dealers here in the upstate of South Carolina. Every one of these guys is as honest as the day is long. And they get hassled all the time. And here we have one that is characterized. Now, maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't know their background. But they're saying Lone Wolf is they're known to sell illegal firearms. What are they doing still open? Why would they be in a position to get a letter from the ATF at this point? Yeah, but anyway, they have sent a letter seeking more information on Sufi. According to a June 1st letter from Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, to U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, which is Eric Holder in a skirt. Though the request did not specify whether the gun was used in the Garland attack, Justice Department officials said the information was needed to assist in a criminal investigation. I would hazard a guess to say that it wasn't, because they didn't have time. A 9mm pistol, in my consideration, would be a secondary weapon, and I think they probably used a primary weapon. And unless they're confusing this 9mm, I thought that he was carrying a Kel-Tec sub 2000, which could be construed as a 9mm pistol. It's a 9mm survival carbine. So I don't know if that's what they're talking about or what. That's where we get into a little bit of a conundrum as far as I'm concerned. But beyond that, I mean, and if that was his primary weapon, it's, you know, he probably did fire it, which he didn't get to fire it much, because that 60-year-old traffic cop was busy perforating him and his partner. Good for him. I was attacked repeatedly on the air last week for being this way, by the way. Just so you know, all the stuff that you're used to, some people are having a hard time adjusting to. It's not really attacked. I was called out on it, though. But I don't care. Now, in the meantime, since Operation Fast and Furious started, ran, and closed down, nobody has been fired. Nobody's been disciplined. Nobody's been put in chains. What's going on? Fast and Furious was a murderous operation. It makes Watergate look like nothing. Watergate was nothing compared to Fast and Furious. But then again, Watergate is nothing compared to Operation Choke Point. Watergate is nothing compared to the IRS targeting certain organizations. Watergate is nothing to the entire weaponization of the federal government today. And yet, for some reason, there's a lot of people sitting on their hands doing nothing. And we really have, for the most part, we've become a nation of sheep. There's plenty of sheepdogs in the midst, but, I mean, at large, by and large, it is sheep. Because if they weren't sheep, somebody would be demanding answers on a regular basis, besides me. And that's the part I really don't understand about them. This is why I don't think the nation ever rebounds from the direction we're going in. We can look right now at Baltimore if we want to see what anarchy looks like. Baltimore is enjoying a murderous rampage, the likes of which they have not seen since the 70s. They're going in the opposite direction of the rest of the country because law enforcement got a no-confidence vote from their local government, and they're just, now they are sitting on their hands. And I don't really blame them. And now the neighborhoods that were out there saying, we don't need cops, we don't need you, go away cops. Well, the cops are saying, okay. And now they're saying, we're the cops. Because the criminals are not going to let the vacuum stay there. That's the way the country will go. If we continue the way we're going right now. It's already, we see it in other parts. We see it in New York. New York is a great place to look at because, one, they have this massive defiance going on as far as the SAFE Act registration scheme. And on the other hand, you've got the mayor of the most famous city in the United States, New York City, out there saying the cops are rogues. And I think that facilitated the execution of those two cops that happened, in the springtime. That's what I think. In any event, we're going to be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. You can't imagine how much pleasure that gives me to say that again. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 50 million rounds on hand at any given time. Enough said, huh? 50 million rounds plus. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to the phone, Sam in Missouri. Yes, sir.
Bill, I want to welcome you back. I've been one of your low-power FM rebroadcasters out here, and we also restream you here on our Liberty Radio site here.
Outstanding. I've tried to figure out how to get in touch with you about that stuff. I had heard that before.
I'll leave my phone number with the board op if he wants to pick up after we're done. I can make sure you get my number.
Let's put him back on hold when we get done there, their wizard of the boards. Anyway, you want to talk about Fast and Furious.
Absolutely, but I just wanted to comment real briefly. You're kind of like extended family when you're gone. We kind of worry about you after the problem you had back in January. So.
Well, I'm just trying to make the sound a little better. And I had, like, I don't know if I was having a precog moment, because the central piece of the studio broke the day I tried to come back.
Yep, I get it, because we go through those things occasionally here. What I wanted to comment on, because I know it's not a whole lot of time here, is it's interesting with this Fast and Furious thing coming out. I just ran into that, too, and it's like nothing seems to affect anybody anymore, whether it's this, whether it's the issue of what's come out regarding Planned Parenthood, whether it's, it just doesn't seem to. It's amazing how so few people seem to be outraged over much of anything that goes on anymore. So I guess the issue is, here is almost like the conditioning has worked very well.
Yes, it has. And that's a good comparison, the Planned Parenthood thing. That's a very good comparison.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you can't get outraged over a baby chop shop, I don't know what will get you outraged. I really don't. But another interesting thing that people need to keep in mind is they continue to try to think of ways of disarming us. They come out with a scheme now where they want to move all of the stuff that happened in places like Ferguson and Baltimore out into the rural areas and the other suburbs and everything else. And I do a radio show on Sunday nights on my local station here, And I made the comment the other day, I said, let's just translate this for what it is. And basically what I interpreted out of that is that, well, it's totally unfair that those in Ferguson had to suffer while all you nice white guys out there in the rural areas didn't have to. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to import the thuggery out your way so that all of you can suffer equally, because after all, that's not fair.
Now, are you talking about the plan to integrate neighborhoods, or what are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah,
well, see, that one right there, I don't even know how that's going to work. I don't know how that's going to work. Is the federal government going to start buying houses? What if they go into a really nice neighborhood, a nice gated community where there's no houses for sale? How's that going to work?
My understanding is they want to build projects in these areas. In other words, they're changing all the zoning rules. See, this is how they're going to do it, Bill.
Yeah.
And the thing is, don't get me wrong, I have nothing against, you know, not all black people do this kind of stuff. There's white trash and there's black trash. Okay?
Sure. Sure.
So I want to make sure everybody understands that right off the bat. But the thing that people need to understand out of all this, and I know your audience does and my audience does, but just in case we have people that are listening that hear this show for the first time, there is not the racial problem in this country that they're making out. The blacks that are educated, they want out of these messes in these neighborhoods every bit as much as we don't want to be there.
Right. And, you know, that part of it, I mean, and that's being shown. There's something called the Armed Citizen Project with, I can't remember Mr. Copeland's first name. There's a kid going around. He gets some funding, and he'll identify like a housing area or a neighborhood. And most of the time, it's going to be black. Okay? Then what he'll do is he'll go into that community, and he'll say, I know you guys get victimized by crime. Here's what I propose. I will give you a pump shotgun, and I will give you training on how to use the pump shotgun, and then we will post in your community that this is an armed neighborhood if I can get more than just five or six of you to do it. And then he actually goes and does that, and then crime goes down. And the black people that he gives the shotguns to don't start knocking off liquor stores, because guess what? The criminal element in the United States is very small. Most people are not a member of that. Most people just want to work and, you know, tailgate and have a car and keep the lights on, that kind of thing. And that, just like the rest of this stuff where we don't see the outrage, I agree with you. The media has done their job well since they decided to be driven by an agenda.
Oh, it has worked very well, and I'll tell you, Bill, as somebody who used to serve on our city council here, I was alderman for a couple of years here on our city council. People, you've got to get your city councils to quit taking the federal grant monies, because this is what they're going to hold over your head when they try to push these agendas. You've got to stop the grant money. That's all there is to it. You got to raise seven kinds of cane with your city councils and get this stuff across to them, because it's the block grants that they send in to these communities, and the communities so willingly take, this is what they're going to throw over the heads, just like they do with the states, Bill, on the seatbelt laws. The reason the seatbelt laws are draconian as they are is because the states take federal money, highway funds.
Now, see, in a time when, if it hadn't been so incremental, but here's the thing about the block grants that I see. I'm waiting for some state. And Kansas might be a possibility of going this way, as an example, of looking at things where the federal government comes out and tries to entice them or bribe them to move in a way they don't want to go, but they want the money, right?
Yep.
I'm waiting to see some states say, you know what, I'm, as the executive of this state, I'm taking control of everybody's payroll temporarily, and I'm shutting off the fund of federal funds. I'm shutting off the withholding. I'm shutting off everything, and we're going to invoice these people for their taxes.
You got
instead, you know, go the flat tax Forbes route, right? And just stop that, because, you know, this is like a circle of some sort of hell-bent life. They're taking the money on a regular basis. We don't ever see it. Everybody's gotten used to it just happening, sort of like everything else. And, you know, this whole funding thing, this is a conundrum that's very easily solved if somebody's got the will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, but I hope people will take this to heart and start pounding on their cities their cities and towns. I mean, the big cities, the bigger the city, the harder it's going to be. In fact, I've come to the conclusion, Bill, it seems like just by a fait accompli that the big cities the bigger your city, the less freedom you're going to have. Now, I'm not saying if you couldn't get enough people, you know, going that you couldn't fight it, but...
You know, like in Washington State, that's despite I-594, some of the big cities, Spokane, Portland, that's in Oregon, excuse me, Spokane, definitely. I have a friend that just moved to Washington State, Seattle, and getting a concealed carry license there is relatively easy. Atlanta, Georgia is still relatively easy. Chicago, it's happening. St. Louis is sort of they're sort of like Philadelphia, surrounded by a very pro-gun state, aren't they, St. Louis is?
Yeah. In fact, that's, although there are people arming themselves over there now after some of that stuff that happened, but there's still the media and the city governments over there, like St. Louis, Ferguson, and all that, they're still playing the politically correct BS game over there.
Of course. Listen, boss, I appreciate the call. I'm going to put you back on hold. Spec Ops, if you will, get some contact information from him. Thank you very much for carrying the show. I like knowing that it's running in Missouri, and I like thanks for welcoming me back. I'm very pleased to be back.
Well,
especially
we want you well, and the Lord's blessings continue to be heaped on you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You hang on, Sam. Go get Sam's. Well, he's doing it, so I don't need to say it. That's the truth, too. That is the truth. The public at large, the low-info voter, has become immune to outrage. They have become immune to outrage. If the talking heads are saying it, then they believe it. And right now, one of the things they're doing is they're like with abortion, with this baby chop shop, the selling the parts of aborted babies. They're calling it medical tissue. And just with that slight semantic adjustment, it becomes okay. They're not real people, you see, because they haven't hit the air breathing on their own. And yet, even the legal system is a little confused on that one, because if somebody is in vitro with the person that isn't a real person yet, and I walk up in the, just, you know, even if I do it accidentally in the cause of self-defense, if I shoot somebody and it overpenetrates and hits a pregnant woman in the stomach, I'm charged with two murders, as I should be. Let's flip into hour number two, shall we? We're going to be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company. Founded by professional weapon operators, Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.